We are speaking about some different funding services that are going on. Can you give me a little bit more information about those?
Sure. We announced grant funding available in three different programs recently. The first program we announced was the Community Connect Broadband Grant Program, and that's a program that provides grants to communities that are currently lacking access to broadband, and it allows that community to build out broadband service and to also build a community center to provide free service to people who need access to broadband. The second program we announced funding in was the Distance Learning and Telemedicine Program, which expands access to quality healthcare, educational, and training programs in rural areas. And the final program was the Public Television Station Digital Transition Grant Program. What that does is help public TV stations transition from analog to digital signals and transmission, which will help not only them provide the public TV service, but also the public telecommunications and safety, education, healthcare, and cultural programs that they offer.
As far as the Community Connect funding program that you had mentioned, how would you expect that that would be able to help extremely rural areas that are maybe far away from big cities? How would you expect that to make an impact in those smaller towns?
Yeah, well, the FCC came out with the report, I guess it was about 2 years ago now, but the most that was the most recent report there that they did analysis and showed 14.5 million rural Americans lack access to broadband right now. And that's entry-level speeds of 4 megabits down, 1 megabit upstream. And that's 6.5 million rural homes that lack access to broadband. And what this program can do is focus on a community that currently lacks those high speeds and allows them to build out the infrastructure to provide it for the community so that they can expand once you have the access to the healthcare. And not only that, what we do is we ask the community to build or to, you know, kind of augment a community center so that they can provide terminals, computer terminals, training, that kind of stuff to the community to help increase adoption as well. So it really kind of is a twin program for adoption and access, or access and adoption. And it's going to help those communities because once they have access to higher speeds and they start using that for economic development purposes, it can help them improve the job outlook in their local communities. It can help improve education, healthcare, all the different things that people are using broadband for nowadays.
What about the distance learning telemedicine? That sounds really interesting. What kind of information can you give me more about that? What will that do as far as these rural communities go?
Sure. Just to break that down, it's distance learning or distance telemedicine. So what that means is just think of a wagon wheel. In the middle, you have a hub, and then you have spokes going out to a number of different communities. So what communities will do, they'll come together, maybe organized by a university or a healthcare system, and they use this technology or these funds to improve their technology. One, to increase the access to broadband so that they can have the bandwidth to do distance telemedicine or distance healthcare or distance education. So think about this. You know, you might have a town in Missouri, like Columbia, where there's a hospital, and they may have some doctors back at the hospital connected to a bunch of rural towns. Through this program, they can connect them. They can put in the high-quality cameras, you know, the really high-definition cameras. They can improve. There's computer systems that they have so they can do remote healthcare monitoring. And that way, you know, you can have improved healthcare treatment by doing kind of this remote delivery through the Internet. And then the same model can be used for education. So you might have a community college or a university that wants to provide, you know, their classes to students in rural communities, and through the Internet they can connect and also have that, you know, kind of two-way communication, those improved telecommunication devices, so that they can kind of have that more almost real-time, it is real-time, but, you know, kind of almost feeling like you're in the same room while you're doing the schooling or the healthcare.
As far as the actual grant goes, how much money has been approved for these programs, and how soon do you think that they will be able to take effect?
Yeah, the I'll break down the three different programs we have. Community Connect, we've announced right around $13 million available, and right now we're accepting grant applications. That window will close in June. in early July, and then the distance learning telemedicine program, again, that window will close in July, and we announced $19.3 million in that program. The public TV program is a smaller program. We have $2 million available. Maximum award is $750,000 in that program. And we'll announce those awards later this fall. So the applications will come in. Both distance learning and Community Connect are highly competitive, so we prioritize. In the notice of funding availability that we've announced, we list the priority areas. And so, you know, we score the applications. We go out and make sure that those communities do lack access. And then we rank them and we award from the top down until the funds are fully expended.
Before I let you go, is there any place that people can go to for more information as far as websites where they can, you know, actually learn more about this or any phone numbers that they can call?
Yeah, the website is www.rurdev.usda.gov. And if that's too many letters there, just usda.gov. There's a number they can call direct to our telecommunications program. That's area code 202-720-9556.
One last question. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about these programs, about the grants in general, or about the USDA?
Well, I mean, I think these programs represent how we work with communities to form public-private partnerships to help advance the economy in rural America. You know, through access to advanced telecommunications, we can help improve the job outlook and the healthcare, educational, governmental services that are delivered to rural Americans. And we know that in order for our rural communities to prosper in the 21st century, these investments are important.